today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum, dear brother and sister in faith and humanity, and welcome. This is a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we remain true to our pledge to Al-Quds. Today we're going to speak about Quds Day.
Al-Quds tunadina, Al-Quds tunadina, Al-Quds tunadina, Quds tunadi, Quds tunadi, Quds tunadina.
Because today is Friday, 27th of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 8th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we listen to chapter Al-Hujurat from the Holy Quran, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that inasmuch as you strive to reconcile two brothers, it is also incumbent upon you to make peace seriously and decisively amongst conflicting believers. What a meaningful and interesting expression. All believers are like brethren, and contentions and conflicts running amongst brethren are to be replaced by peace and sincerity. That's one of the most significant social responsibilities of Muslims against one another. In administration of justice is clarified with all its dimensions.
We are all Hezbollah! We are all Hezbollah!
So, today is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, and we commemorate the International Quds Day. The International Quds Day is among the legacies of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. May Allah keep his soul in peace, who is revered as a spiritual leader by Muslims across the world. Back in 1979, shortly after leading an Islamic revolution which toppled the U.S.-backed Shah of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini named the last Friday of the fasting month of Ramadan the Quds Day. The Quds Day rallies this year are going to be held as the resistance confront changed the equations through the Al-Aqsa flood operation. The operation proved that sticking to resistance can bring about significant accomplishments. The Al-Aqsa flood operation revived the spirit of resistance, shattered the myth of the Israeli regime's invincibility, foiled The plot of normalization of ties with the Zionist regime showed the decline of the U.S. power and began the change in the world order.
One of the techniques that we see that's being used to try to destroy Islam is to make Muslims back away from the true message of Islam. The ulama tell us that now that this incident has taken place and many other incidents that have taken and will take place, that we should not, our response should not be one of becoming apologetic and trying to change Islam to make it something which is appealing to others who are against Islam. Because after all, what is Islam? Islam is the religion of justice. Islam is the religion of truth. Why should we back down from these core principles of truth, justice, or wudiya in order to appease others? So that's a technique that we must stand up to and resist against. There are other techniques as well too. One of the techniques is to create divisions and to create labels. I want to just share a story that I heard in this regard that maybe you haven't heard before, of a very clever way that the enemies of Islam wish to create divisions. Once there was a man who was used to, every morning in the city of Isfahan, he used to recite Masa'ib of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. People would come and attend and they would shed tears for the injustices that were that took place against the Ahlul Bayt. Now, he used to recite different masab at different times, mostly related to the incidents that took place at Karbala. But there was a certain period of time where he began to only recite the masab of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra every single day. One day after the other, the same sort of incidents. After a while, one of the ulama went to him and he said that, why is it that you have switched to only reciting the masaib of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra? And you all know that on one hand, we recognize that this injustice that took place was a great injustice and is something that does need to be talked about and need to be understood. But it's also something that can be the source of division and disunity. And that's why everything has its own time and its own place. Why is it that you're now doing it every day? So he tells them the story. He said that I'm being paid to do that. Every day I receive 2 riyals. And because of that, I go ahead and do this. After all, there must be some donor who has this in mind. And so I go ahead and recite this masail. The alim goes and chases down the source of these 2 riyals. It turns out that this man receives it from somebody, a merchant in the bazaar. That merchant in the bazaar receives money from some man in the government. That man in the government receives money from whom? From one of the officials in the British embassy. This was in Iran at the time of one of the shahs. That man in the embassy would give 5 riyals to the man in the government. He would take 2 for himself. He would take the 3. He would go to the businessman in the bazaar. He would give him 2. And then he would go and give this to that person who was reciting the masail. Now you know and I know that the man in the British embassy didn't have any particular love or affinity to Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. He was after another goal.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them? Will you march for Palestine?
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine.
Make a stand for justice. March against Israeli oppression. Join the Quds Day March.
There's only one thing in my mind, and that is that when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, I will be able to say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could. for those who are oppressed. I heard your command to stand up for the sake of those oppressed men, women and children who are crying, who are saying, Ya Allah, send us a helper.
Embrace the spirit of Ramadan. Join the struggle for justice.
Palestine will be free.
So, dear brother and sister, Palestine needs us. Al-Quds Day 2025. The declaration of the International Quds Day by Imam Khomeini was a good tidings for reviving the Palestinian struggle. A brief look at the Imam's message will highlight the importance of issue regarding the topic. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, I call the world Muslims and the Islamic governments to join the Palestinians in order to segregate the Zionist regime and its supporters. I declare the last Friday from the holy month of Ramadan as International Quds Day and invite the Muslims around the globe to hold rallies in solidarity with the Palestine and in favor of their legal rights on that day. I hope that the holy day, which is religiously coincide with the decree days, could determine the destiny of Palestinians as well.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
Fasting involves justice as we pay attention to our heart's rights and to our spiritual needs. To fast is an act of justice towards the self. It should also be an act of justice towards human beings around the world. Those who are oppressed, the unjustly treated, Allah is just and He commands justice, as the Quran tells us. This is the message we Muslims should never forget as well as we watch civilians being killed while they demand justice, freedom, and dignity. Our hearts and prayers should be with the oppressed, the Palestinians acknowledging that resistance against the oppressors is illegitimate, especially in non-violent ways and especially during the month of Ramadan.
یکی از برجستگی‌های راهپیمایی روز قدس
This action, confronting problems within the Islamic Ummah, is one of the prominent aspects of Quds Day rallies. Notice that in almost all small and large cities of Iran, the people take to the streets on Quds Day while they are fasting. In recent years, they have been doing so in hot weather. You were witness to the large gatherings of the people in Tehran and other cities. Those people are Shia, but they express their sympathy and support for the Palestinians who are Sunnis. This is the meaning of unity. This is the meaning of commitment to the unity of the Islamic Ummah. It is our magnanimous Imam Rahmatullahi Alayhi who laid the foundation for this, and today the people are moving towards it, unity.
این معنای اتحاد اینه
Dear brother and sister, keep us and all your brothers and sisters in your prayers. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
فالشوق طال والقلب سما نحو السما مترنماً ليتك دوما